Amongst the many Pleasantville Trojan all-time football greats, there is one standout season that prompted one athlete to make the KNIA KRLS Marion County All-Decade Team, as Cale Anthony led Class 1A in rushing and played stellar defense to be the latest entry onto the squad.
Mann goes in motion, that's Isaac Mann. Hand off Anthony, left side, and he's through. It's a touchdown, Pleasantville, touchdown, Cale Anthony.
Hand off Anthony, following his blockers, pushing into the end zone, touchdown, Pleasantville. And they'll take the lead 20-14 with 1:49 to go until half and look to get the extra point here.
Cale said it was a team effort for him to have the success that he had running the ball.
I couldn't do any of it without the other 10 people on my team. And if they were in my position, they'd be doing the same thing. If you watch film or the game, you see Brady Friday and Matthew Kaufman block a guy 15 yards downfield on an ISO, and then Jake DeJody leading the way, picking up any loose ends, and my line's just really good. Coach Hoffman really taught him real well.
Trojan head coach Mac Jorth said watching Cale develop into the player he eventually turned into was a joy to watch, but it wasn't always easy for Cale to sit behind a very crowded and talented backfield.
I don't know how it can be anything but just really awesome and rewarding to watch him develop into such an absolute stud. I mean, it was 100% completely earned by his effort and commitment to making himself the best he could be, so it was pretty cool to see.
My freshman year, I broke my wrist during homecoming, and my sophomore year, I was dealing with some injuries too, but I got a little playing time, was right behind Kyle Amett. And junior year, had a pretty good year, lead blocker for Cale Esther, did pretty well on defense.
In fact, after a broken wrist as a freshman, Cale had 13 rushes for 66 yards as a sophomore to go along with 20 tackles, then picked it up on the defensive end as more opportunities were awarded to him as a junior, earning 59 tackles, including 9 for loss, playing mostly fullback on the offensive end as the lead blocker, but still garnered 85 rushes for 472 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Second down and 6. Second down goal from the 6, that is. ISO play. Cale Anthony up the middle. Dances into the end zone. It's a touchdown, Pleasantville. Touchdown, Cale Anthony from 6 yards out.
But it was his senior season where Cale broke out after some long hours in the weight room and lots of off-season preparation.
He worked out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, had footballs on Tuesdays, and everybody on the whole team worked out really hard and got us prepared for the season.
Anthony led Class 1A in rushing by a wide margin, with 1,793 yards and 25 touchdowns, good enough for 13th in the entire state. He also led Pleasantville on defense, with 63 tackles at linebacker, 9 of which came for a loss. But Coach Jorth said it wasn't just about Cale's production. It was about how he elevated his teammates as well.
By being just a super positive, super humble kid, you know, as successful as he was and as good as he was, you'd never guess by the way he acted or treated others. Like, he just was very humble, looked to serve and encourage others, help others out, grow his team up and to be the best, you know, team-based group of men that he could make them be. Just really fun and encouraging, never down on anybody, always trying to help them, lift them up when they screw up and celebrate with them when they do well, and just always very kind to other people and thoughtful and respectful, just really just an ideal teammate. I'd like to think that he really shows a lot of younger guys who paid attention what it looks like to be just a man of character, integrity, and commitment, and what it looks like to be an ideal teammate and what you can do if you just commit yourself to being the best you can be at whatever chosen field of endeavor it is.
Cale's senior season was enough to garner the attention of Division I schools, particularly Iowa State.
They first contacted me on Twitter. He just followed me and then invited me to a game day visit to Louisiana Monroe. I went there, had a good visit, and didn't really hear anything from him until the end of the season. And once the end of the season hit, he offered me, and then I took a visit. And once I went to the campus, I fell in love. They wanted to make sure that I'm not just a walk-on, I'm part of the team, and they made me feel like I meant something instead of just, oh, he's another walk-on.
Cale joined the Cyclones as a walk-on and is currently working getting some playing time at running back, but it will always be Pleasantville that is home.
Pleasantville, everybody makes you feel like you're welcomed and everybody's friendly and Yeah, you can have a conversation with anybody, and they're nice to you.
Whenever I think of Cale Anthony, I just think of a guy who's going to smile at you, look you right in the eye, and say, yes, sir. I mean, that's a pretty lame example, but I just constantly think about that. I think about him toughing it out through banged-up shoulders and just absolutely gritting it out. I think about him coming off the field after he probably carried the ball about 13 times in a row on a big touchdown drive in a close game. Gas as can be, and just checking in with him. You doing all right? Just look at, yes, sir, I'm good.
I formation, Cale Anthony rushes forward. Touchdown, Pleasantville. And they get this one closed. It's now 17-13.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, and our latest entry onto our all-decade team, Cale Anthony, I'm Andrew Swadner.